Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
1 year ago, about this time last year, they were threatening government shutdown. And you're going to hear from WhiteHouse.gov, you're going to hear the president talk about if they fail to fund Planned Parenthood, if they fail to fund Planned Parenthood, then I am going to shut down. The government's going to be shut down. If they don't, you know, and the issue was offerings to Moloch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
That was 1 year ago. And it's like, we have such short-term memories. And so you're going to see firsthand from WhiteHouse.gov where he's talking to Planned Parenthood saying, you know, this Congress, by the way, when you hear Congress, they're talking about you.
Right. You, the people.
And even the congressmen don't even know that anymore. It doesn't seem the majority of them, because when they get up on you see them on C-SPAN and all, they're talking about as their political parties or something.
Right.
It's like, you are, you know, you don't want to negotiate with this political party. It's like, dude, we didn't send you there as a political party. We sent you there as a representative of us, which is supposed to say you're refusing to talk to the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the semantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not you, bro.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sir, ma'am. It's not. It really isn't. You're 532, 34 folks that we sent to represent us in a representative form of government. And please change your semantics. Let's just don't drive this thing into the ground here. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the American people when they say they don't want to talk to Congress, because it's called representative government. Remember all the people that you went and saw and shook their hands with and that type of thing, and they asked you questions, and some you answered and some you didn't. Some you said go to the website, all that kind of stuff. Those are folks making a decision whether they're going to get to represent you. Did you represent their values? So when you get there, don't dump them and jump on some party system. Remember their faces. They're the ones that sent you there.
That's right.
And word it semantically correct so that when the folks that really are struggling with taking any time to understand their country and their responsibility in this government by the people and for the people, you know, let them understand that they're being rejected.
Yeah.
When somebody says, I want to work around Congress, they're saying, I want to work around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that are listening right now in America. And when somebody says there's just, you know, a division between Congress and the White House or the White House and Congress, well, that's like, okay, that means one person's divided from the nation. That's what that means, right?
Yeah.
Is that not right?
Yeah.
Because there's 400 and some odd congressmen represented there for 601 congressmen, one House of Representatives for every 674,000. For every 674,000 people in your state, you have sent one House of Representatives there to speak up for you. That's the one you have speaking up there. And by the way, senators used to be, in our Constitution, used to be selected by the House of Representatives, state House. So it was all about representing the state. Mm-hmm. And then they shut that amendment down. And now we're battling with something. The founding fathers made sure that wouldn't happen. So we need to kind of bring that one back up again.
Sure.
Because, I mean, two folks from your state should not be holding, you know, 75 folks from your state that you sent to represent you hostage.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Anyone has more influence, it should be the House, not the Senate.
Because they're
the more direct, you know, voice of the people.
Right. Well, you think about it, and you read the Constitution, what a concept, that they are the third in line for presidency of the United States. If something tragically was to happen, like a president was to be sick or something was go down, and like past presidents had a heart attack or whatever in office, and then the vice president would take over. But if something happened to the president and the vice president, it would be Speaker of the House, because that's the best representation. So to ignore you, that's the reason why they're going to the House to find the third in line for presidency, is because that's the best number, that's the best person that the people of America would have selected, because your representatives that we sent from all around the United States, one for every 674,000 people in this United States, they will make a choice, basically, in who that president is going to be quickly. And if they don't like the current Speaker of the House, they would just change it.
Yeah.
And but that's the third person in line. So for the executive branch to come against this huge representative branch who are equal and saying that they're just divided, and it's like, you're one, you know, and they're many. Damn. And not only that, they're fresh. They have fresh ideas from their regions and stuff. So their value system, we need to listen to their value system.
Sure.
And what they're saying is, from what's being reported, is that we need to really rethink taking care of folks. We need to rethink that, but we don't need to put this borrow more. We're borrowing 40 cents from every dollar now comes from is borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
Every dollar we spend. And so they're wanting to raise the debt limit. And raise the debt limit means now we're going to borrow more than 40 cents on every dollar. It doesn't mean it's more than, you think, okay, we almost have 50% or plus people on entitlements, which means there's more people pulling the wagon, more people in the wagon than pulling it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Can you imagine that?
Time for somebody to get off and help with this thing.
You know what I mean? And so... This is a very important thing. So we talked about this yesterday, but realize when that's taking place, understand that's your representatives that are doing that. Sad to say, they're talking about political parties and stuff instead of
you. So
it's
not about the elephants or the donkeys. It's about the people, right?
It is about the people. And it makes me think, you know, with T.D. Jakes, at Potter's House, he was just talking about how we've got to begin to rethink what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just become consumers.
Yeah.
And we're no longer producing things. And he's speaking to all the American folks, but all of us. And I want you to be able to see this right now. You're going to be able to see those that are watching us on WHBR, but also I want you to be able to hear this as well. Here, bring that up so they can all see this. But this is T.D. Jakes speaking about the reality that we've become a consumer people. We've become a consumer-driven people that instead of producing, we just need to produce.
Yeah.
Let's listen up. Let's listen to T.D. Jakes. He's got so much wisdom.
Anytime you stop producing and focus only on consuming,
that's right.
You have nothing to be proud of other than what you consume.
That's true.
If we were producing again, and historically this nation, not just African Americans, have been producers, mm-hmm. and we were proud of our work. Mm-hmm. In the absence of any, we are not producing, we are consuming. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing we have left to be proud of is not what we made,
right.
not what we built, but what we bought.
Right,
and we have to teach our children to produce again. And to your point about faith being a part of it, the very first thing that God says to Adam is be fruitful. Not be consumeful, be fruitful.
Right.
Okay? He said, I got the consuming cover. You can eat all of these trees. Be fruitful.
Right.
Imitate the tree.
Right.
Be fruitful.
Right.
And I think that we, as a father, I had an obligation not to give my children everything they want and
right.
to demand that you be fruitful. You will work. You must do something. You can't sit around and wait on me to die to get an inheritance. You have to get a job. And those simple values that we used to have, we need them again. All Americans need them, but in particularly African Americans and minorities need them, because if you don't produce and you wait on somebody to hire you and give you a vision, you may not get there. Entrepreneurial pursuits, producing a product that we can, we don't make the stuff we use. That's true of America in general, but African Americans specifically. We don't even sell, in many cases, the stuff we buy. And until we start taking over our communities and understanding our marketplace and get our lion's share of the marketplace, we will never get up. And the other thing, we have to stop hating each other who does get up.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
Because then you put people in jeopardy. You're oppressed when you're down, and then when you get up, you're hated.
Yeah,
so there's no place out, which leads to the depression.
Right.
There's no place out. We're trapped by our own understanding of ourselves.
We just heard T.D. Jakes with the Potter's House speak great wisdom. It's like, we've got to begin to produce again. We've got to begin to produce again. We just become consumers. And it's really fun, by the way, if you just start building something, start doing something, start, you know, creating something.
Yeah.
Your God has created you in the image and the likeness of himself, and he's a creator.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to just create and design and build and take things to their next level, I mean, it just feels good. You know, I think it was Ecclesiastes that talks about that a man who works hard has a good night's sleep, has a good night's sleep. And I miss the days when media would just shut down at 11 o'clock at night with a Pledge of Allegiance, right?
I know it.
Yeah, right.
It's just like nonstop. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us. Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.